Good morning and welcome to worship on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, where we celebrate today campus ministry is being recognized, and we're grateful for that ministry and Deacon Claire's ministry among us. Welcome to those who are worshiping with us from home and our friends at the Springs as well. Please stand and prepare your hearts for worship with a brief word of confession and forgiveness. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. On that word of grace and promise, I invite you to take a few moments for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you plant in our hearts the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith, hope, and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first reading is from Isaiah 55, verse 1 to verse 3 and 10 to 11. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 through 9. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and each will receive wages according to their own labor. For we are God's co-workers, working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Join us in the children in the chapel for our children's chapel. Follow me out.
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13.
Glory to you,
Lord. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky soil, and while they did not have much soil, they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace, siblings in the faith. I was 16 years old when I sang at the funeral of my grandfather, the first of my four to pass away. I was very fortunate to have had four grandparents for so much of my childhood, but this loss was a very hard one. My father, whose father it was who had died, selected the song for the funeral. "The Word of God is Source and Seed." In retrospect, it's hard to know for whom he picked this song. I suspect, however, that it was because the words were some that we all needed to hear that day. They were incredibly tender and healing for me, even as a teenager. The word of God is source and seed. It comes to die and sprout and grow. So make your dark earth welcome warm. Root deep the grain that God meant to sow. It was a reminder of our shared faith that we are not a people who fear death, but rather we recognize the movement of the Holy One in both death and in life. We recognize the potential that God sees in all things to create, to heal, to sanctify. Our parable today from Jesus is not the assigned lectionary text, but was chosen because it is the reason our campus, our Lutheran campus ministry to University of Oregon and Lane Community College is called Good Soil Lutheran Campus Ministry. It grounds us, if you'll pardon the pun, in our mission as family and as neighbors to those on our nearby campuses. Whenever someone asks me why or how we do campus ministry, I feel the need to start here in Scripture and the words of Jesus. Jesus tells us a story about a sower, one who is responsible for distributing seeds to produce crops to nourish and sustain family and community. This sower is exuberant, however, so exuberant that they're not being judicious at all about where they're casting the seeds. And so we get a recitation of a variety of circumstances and outcomes. Seeds on a path that get gobbled up by the birds. Seeds on rocky ground that wither when scorched by the sun because they lack deep roots. Seeds that get choked out by thorns. But finally, also, seeds that fell in good soil and produced bountiful grain. The sower in this parable is traditionally accepted to be God. Most people I know are altogether too practical to go casting seeds over all possible terrain. God, by contrast, is not known for practicality or efficiency, but infinite love, grace, and possibility. The one who is the seat of all our hope and dreams, the source of the greatest and most beautiful vision we could imagine for humanity and all creation. Jesus wants his listeners to know that God is always spreading seeds of love, of life, of inspiration and nourishment, always and everywhere, indiscriminately. Whether or not those seeds take root in us and produce the abundance for which they were meant is not a question of God's activity in our lives, but the different conditions and the conditions of our hearts and minds. One beautiful thing about parables and why we are so blessed that they were Jesus' preferred teaching method is that they are open to our questions and interpretations. They're living stories that are meant to engage us and to provoke questions to arise within our hearts. What does Jesus mean when he speaks of birds eating up the seeds? What do the birds represent? What do we imagine when we think of shallowness and depth as regards to how seeds take root? Where are the thorns in our lives that threaten to choke out the life that God plants within us? These are worthy questions for all of us to consider. In campus ministry particularly, there are any number of threats and challenges that undermine the seeds of inspiration, love, and healing in the lives of students. Extreme academic debt, disproportionately high rates of food and housing insecurity, unstable societal conditions, climate anxiety, disproportionately high rates of depression and other mental health challenges, navigating unprecedented technological shifts, and more, all atop these traditional experiences of differentiating from their household and family of origin and learning what it means to become adults in loving community. Beloved, one model of mission in the church has been to see ourselves in the role of the sower in the lives of others, to imagine ourselves likewise as responsible for the growth of the seeds of the Spirit. And I'm certainly not here to say that the Spirit doesn't work through our lives as faithful people, that we are not servants to the mission of God in the world. But a challenge of this model is imagining ourselves in these roles has sometimes supplanted our call to tend, nourish, and protect the soil itself. We can find ourselves preoccupied with one model for sharing the gospel at the cost of uprooting the thorns that choke the students we seek to serve, or protecting seeds already scattered from being stolen away. By and large, what our neighbors on campus need are people who care about soil, not just their own, but in the lives of those around them, so that love can grow and peace is understood. Many today fear statistics and forecasts about the death of the church, I know. I myself do not. I did not attend a Lutheran church when I was in college, nor did I participate one single day in campus ministry. God did not stop exuberantly and indiscriminately scattering seeds everywhere all the time. And Lutherans did not stop showing up for me, intending the soil of my heart. They did, however, do the hard labor with me when the thorns were choking me. They did notice when the fervent hopes and dreams were scorched away by the sun, and I was left holding ashes. Just like my grandfather was for me, so too were so many others. No hooks, no conditions, just faithfully committed people who sought to be as Jesus was. I trust that each of us here today could point to similar experiences in our own lives of people who show up to nurture the good soil of our hearts and our lives, so that which is source and seed, breath and life, grace and flesh can take root and produce the fruits of faith, hope, and love. This is the way it has always been. I began this sermon with the funeral of my grandfather. A lifelong Lutheran, he was one of the more humble, grounded, and self-possessed people I have ever known. And he served so faithfully in so many ways throughout his life. When I think of him, I think of this hymn and what it means to make our dark earth welcome, warm, to root deep the grain God bent to sow, to soften to the movement of the Holy One in both life and death, and to see the potential that God sees in all things to create and to heal and to sanctify. This is the way it has been. It is the way it shall be when our children's choir are in college. Yes, there is death in our lives. There are thorns. There are birds. There is scorching heat. But we have love, and we have hope, and we show up. We are God's co-workers working together, knowing that neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, only God who gives growth. As one close to the daily work, I get to witness that growth all the time and be inspired by God's work in the lives of these students. Today, we'd like to share a small window of that with you as well. We heard from Precious this morning as our lector. Thank you, Precious. And here with her are two additional students who are residents of Christus House whose lives are touched by this ministry to share more in their own words about what they see and experience in Good Soil Lutheran Campus Ministry. Wemimo and Corinne are residents of Christus House who have bravely volunteered to share a few words, first about Christus House, and then about Hearth and Table, our weekly food security programs for students, during which we have been serving between 80 and 100 meals each Thursday to our friends across the street. Let's welcome them forward now.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here. My name is Wemimo Ayonobi. You can call me Wemi. Oh. Just a little emotional. I'm sorry. Just take a minute. I came into the U.S. In 2019 for a master's program in conflict and dispute resolution at the University of Oregon. I received my master's degree in 2021, and I am currently still in school at the University of Oregon for a graduate certificate degree in nonprofit management from the 3PM department. I have lived in Christ's House since I came into the country, and this is my fourth year here. My host parents referred me to Christ's House while I was still in Nigeria, through the University of Oregon's International Students Friends Program. My host parents are Jeannie and Kent Erickson. Living at Christ's House has provided me with a community of students with diverse backgrounds and a wealth of culture and experiences. A community of students willing to create an intentional community with compassion, accountability, and curiosity. I am introverted, and just having the opportunity to build a community with others with diverse personality types supported me in acclimating to a different culture, so I did not feel so alone. Having the chance to share our experiences individually with one another, or in a group setting, like our community nights on Sundays, created a bond of shared reality of college students figuring out their lives and needing human connections to survive. I am particularly grateful to have the church, Central Lutheran, offer this housing experience. Not just the housing experience, but the opportunity to create a community with one another. Always having their support, the church goes beyond, over and beyond, to ensure that Christ's House students are well. I speak from personal experience for myself and others as well. The church members have also given themselves to service at Christ's House, volunteering to manage the house, send us food, and be on standby to check in if something needs fixing, as well as our security. A lot of people have lost faith in the church today. The Central Lutheran is standing as an example of how the church shows up for their members, community, youth, and the world at large. I want to thank Jeannie, Kent, Deacon Claire, Pastor Lori, Christy, Kim Myers, Cindy, Mason, Howard, and every member of Central Lutheran Church for always lending your support and prayers. We receive your message of love all the time at the house. And I would like to say God bless you and all of yours. We appreciate you from all of Christ's House students, past and present. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Corinne Hoyer. I'm a student at the University of Oregon. I'm studying English literature, public policy, and nonprofit work. I began volunteering with Hearth and Table in the fall of 2021, just like after I got to Eugene for the first time. And I was involved with that through a campus volunteer group. Through Hearth and Table, I came to know Christ's House. I got to know some of the residents, through our mutual volunteer work. And I've been living at Christ's House since fall of last year. And I was just really attracted to the idea of intentional community, and it's just been an incredible experience. I think that on a larger scale, Hearth and Table is important to students because it offers support to those experiencing food insecurity. It's low barrier and it creates safe spaces for all to share a meal together and exist for a minute without the stress of wondering where your next meal will come from. On a personal note, this will be my third year with Hearth and Table, and I think I'm still called to it because my dad died after I moved to the university. Sorry. And it gave me something to show up for each week. I'm genuinely and truly grateful for all the Hearth and Table, Christus House, and the church has given me. And thank you all for supporting this program. It's becoming a pillar of support for people experiencing food insecurity at the university. I hear people talking about it at my classes, we talk about it at my work. And like your impact, like the impact of the program really spreads throughout the community. Thank you for all your support. For, laugh out loud, for these programs and these students. Thank you.
Can we thank Wamimo and Corinne for their courageous sharing? We are blessed to be in relationship with tender and courageous, beautiful humans across the street. I would like to echo my thanks to you as a congregation, to our council, to the campus ministry committee, of which I know Becky Sherson is here. The names of others are in your bulletin. Mason Howard, we so appreciate the gifts that you bring to this ministry. Now I will invite you to stand for our hymn of the day, "The Word of God is Source and Seed."
Thank you. Please be seated. Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation, using the words, "Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer." Guide your church, O God, to sow seeds of forgiveness and righteousness on good soil. Direct your people to proclaim your love in this congregation and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sustain your creation, O God, by sending favorable weather for harvests from your creation. Protect all those who labor, gathering this year's crops and winterizing fields. Let the seeds collected this year sprout into next year's harvest, showing your blessings flowing from generation to generation. Lord, in your mercy, maintain peace among all people, O God, especially in the midst of war. Nurture in us your peace that passes understanding, and allow that peace to grow and flourish where we see only violence and destruction. Lord, in your mercy, let the seeds of your mercy and healing grow in all in need, O God. Heal those who are sick, injured, or in recovery. Comfort those in pain and in grief. Accompany those who are isolated and alone. We pray this week especially for Carlin Campbell, Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Dal and Gay Haverland, Jody and Doug Martin, Morgan McCrory, John Piper, Gretchen and Jeff Seamus. For whom else or what else do the people pray? These we've named aloud, those held in our hearts and those known only to you, we lift up before you. Lord, in your mercy, inspire us by the faithful departed, O God, examples of your embodied love, whose confidence in the resurrection guides us in living lives worthy of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to stand up, share that peace with one another. Also, wave to the camera there up at the balcony. The peace of Christ is for them as well. Gather back together, a few brief announcements of our life together this week. First is to note that October 21st, this Saturday, is our Lutherwood Retreat Day, beginning at 9:30 a.m., something for children, adults, all ages. Please join us. You see more information there. You can sign up still with that QR code, or if you don't know what that is, just call the church office. Second, you see that we will be receiving new members in 2 weeks on Reformation Sunday, October 29th. If you're interested in membership, etc., please talk to Pastor Lori or myself. Also on that Sunday, it is Reformation Sunday, so wear red. And then the last thing to note is directly after service today, join us for coffee hour at Christus House. And we'll be able to have a quick tour of the place and just spend some time getting to see our campus ministry. So please join us there. And now we'll continue with our service as I see the children heading forward.
our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection. You pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth at sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle to the floor while you receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then intinct or dip it in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. For those in the balcony, communion will be brought to you. This is Christ's meal, and it is Christ that bids you come. All are welcome at the Lord's table. invite all who are able to stand. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed be your name, O God, for we have feasted on your word, Christ Jesus, the joy and delight of our hearts. Strengthened by this food, send us to gather the world to your banquet, where none are left out and all are satisfied. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, surround and sustain you, keep you from harm, and fill you with courage. Amen.
Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.